Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest that I may share with humility and with the heart, not just with the lips, and that people listen with their hearts, not just with their head, not just with their ears. Come, Holy Spirit, come. December 2, malapit na ang Pasko. But my mind at this point is focused on December 8, Immaculate Conception. Something very personal too is the birthday of Mama, December 8. You know, you have to go back to the heart. You can't just all be head, you can't just all be hands, you can't just all be mouth. It's the heart in the end that matters. And every first Friday, we are reminded there is a sacred heart. May I just share with you, I've shared this so many times, my most awaited day when I was a little boy growing up in Bani, Pangasinan, a very poor town, was December, particularly December 8, of course, and Christmas. Why December 8? It's the fiesta of our town, Bani, Pangasinan, Immaculate Conception, and the birthday of Mama. So that there was a morning mass, fiesta mass. After the mass, I was looking forward to that because once a year, we can buy balloon. Oh, what a treat to have a balloon. You had a balloon, sikat ka. Wow, may balloon si Jerry. You hold that balloon. And the other treat was birthday ni Mama, so I can buy ice cream. Dirty ice cream. Can you imagine a little boy eating the ice cream, enjoying? And then the balloon flew away. It flew away and I was crying, balloon, Mama, balloon. And up to the little dot, I was looking at that balloon, crying and crying. Then I heard Mama's voice. She told me, Jerry, your ice cream is melting already. Eat na your ice cream. Sige na, Jerry, eat na your ice cream. And for me, that is the picture of many of us. We are so focused on what we lost or we lose or we might lose. And we forget that we still have blessings, still with us. And many times, because we are so focused on what could have been or should have been or should be, it's melting already. Your blessings are just melting away. This is the message of Advent, hope. Especially when we were young, we were out to pursue the world, conquer the world. As you grow older, you realize all you need is to conquer yourself, actually. Sa totoo lang. Lately, I've been reflecting on some prayers. And it got completed this morning. Many times early morning, I wake up and, you know, I just listen to whatever God whispers. So I'd like to share with you prayers that will lead to your freedom and peace. That if you say these prayers often, and if you can really say it now from the heart, you really have a peaceful life now, whatever you're going through. So the first prayer is to say, Lord, thank you for everything. As in everything. If you can say that, blessed are you. You're already free. You have found your peace. Because many of us cannot say that prayer. Everything, even the pain, the hurts, the depressions I've gone through, thank you. Yeah, of course, naturally. But the invitation is to believe, trust, surrender. You say, Lord, I don't understand, but thank you for everything. If you can say that, you're at peace. You're free. Take that journey, please. Because as long as you complain, why is this happening? Why is that, that? Comparing everything to others, you'll never have freedom and true peace. Lord, thank you for everything, good or bad, happy or sad. Thank you. Second prayer that leads to true peace is when you can say, Lord, take care of everyone. Okay? You worry about your loved ones? Lord, take care of my loved ones. Everyone, including my enemies, you take care of them. Yeah, bahala na si Lord sa kanila. When you can say that already, believe, trust, and surrender to God, you're more free. There's no more anger in your heart. Bahala ka na sa kanila. And that's a real sincere, bahala ka na, baka sabi mo, Lord, bahala ka na. Kung gusto mong ma-stroke na siya, ganun, ma-bankrupt. Eh, no. Let the Lord take care of them. Don't make suggestions anymore. Yeah. Third, prayer. Lord, thy will be done. You're going through cancer or bankruptcy. It's hard to say these things. But if you believe, trust, surrender in this loving God, Lord, thy will be done. I don't understand, but thy will be done, whatever is your will. And finally, bottom line prayer is when you can say, Lord, my life is in your hands. Nasa iyo na po lahat. If and when you can say these prayers, if you keep praying these prayers, you'll experience freedom, peace. And problems will still be there. Irritable people will still be there. Difficult people will still be there. Failures will still be there. But somehow, there is that peace already. And then confidence that there is someone greater than me who is in control. Let the Lord lead you to ways of freedom and peace. That's my prayer. That's my prayer for all of us. Please bow your heads in prayer. And whatever you're going through right now, with all humility and love, just say, Lord, thank you for everything. Everything that has happened in my life, that is happening, thank you. I say thank you because I know, believe and trust, and I surrender to your loving will and plan. And Lord, take care of everyone. You know how much I worry about my loved ones. But I entrust them to you. And take care of all people. People who are suffering most. I pray for them. I pray even for the people who hurt me, who persecute me, who are unkind to me. Take care of them, Lord, please. You love them more than I can love them. And Lord, thy will be done. I have my plans, I have my hopes and dreams, but I believe, trust, and surrender my plans, my dreams to your will, loving will and plan for me, which many times I don't understand. I really don't understand. And finally, Lord, I pray Lord, my life is in your hands. I surrender. I believe. I trust. And surrender everything, everyone, according to your loving will and plan. In this moment of quiet, repeat that again in your heart. With humility, with love, Lord, thank you for everything. Lord, take care of everyone. And Lord, thy will be done. And yes, Lord, my life is in your hands. Mama Mary, thank you for teaching us precisely these prayers which you lived. And thank you, O most sacred heart of Jesus, for reminding us to go back to our hearts and there find you, to go to each other's hearts and really discover each other, and to go back to our own hearts and find love. Come to me, all you are tired or heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen, Lord. Amen.